Hi, this is Chip Ann from UpRedge. I just want to circle back and revisit a blog I issued earlier this spring around strategies for engaging SAP SIs during this downturn, because really we're seeing a little bit more as it relates to how this pandemic's unfolding across our customer base, and have some other observations to enhance what we originally identified in that blog to talk more about how we think there's about four different strategies you can look at when you're working with your SIs, you know, in the current state of your implementation with SAP. The first is to establish a high degree of mutual transparency. And we've seen over the past several months where customers going to their SIs and saying, hey, look, here's the clear challenges I have financially as it relates to priorities, allocation of existing funding, or just the state of my business, and being clear about what is possible as it relates to what can be done from a funding perspective, and then working with your SI for them to be equally transparent about their staffing issues or opportunities, where they stand as it relates to their targets and revenue requirements, and where you start to see points of intersection. And that by providing that and obtaining the same from your SI, you should be able to quickly determine if your SI is willing to commit to a higher and more creative degree of commercial collaboration on your project, and really how you can start to frame up where you are today for future success for you both. The second piece is to confirm the competitiveness of the financial structure and the commercial terms of your deal. So it's really important to make sure, and you've got the time or make the time to look at it as it relates to what's the market driving as it relates to rates, as an example, right? So there's obviously more capacity within your SIs now because of companies who are canceling or delaying projects. And so this doesn't obviously have to be viewed as optimistic, but you should be transparent with your SIs to say, hey, look, we understand the market, we're informed, we should be able to challenge this, and we want to keep going, but we need to make sure that we can validate to our key stakeholders internally that we have the most competitive deal, both from a cost perspective as well as the commercials. The third step you can take is to seek and use creative financial structures for your deal. This is obviously a key part, especially for customers who have already committed to and signed agreements, who have launched and maybe have paused their implementations, to go back and understand, hey, look, if I'm working with Deloitte or Accenture or EY, you know, what can we do together to keep momentum with the program, but also address the challenges that you may have as a customer rolling out your implementation? And so really, where we look at you, where there's opportunities are, is really to, are there opportunities to maintain and minimize your investment to keep the team in place while there's a certain period of time where the program is on hiatus, but you're still providing enough funding to keep, you know, your key personnel in place. It could be back-ending your deal to where you're going to plan for payment for your program in fiscal year 2021, and there's a financial model or a financial construct you can put in place that defers payments, financing, those sorts of things, in order to make sure that you can address cash flow, keep the program going, but also create a way for your SI to stay engaged. And quite honestly, it's a little easier for them because while they can book the deal, they can't recognize the revenue until value is delivered. So it really is kind of sleeves off their vest if the majority of the work is going to be deferred into the latter part of the year or into next year. Another maybe a non-traditional approach is to defer payment until the realization of the business benefits of your implementation. So you may be going live a year from now, is to assign value. You may pay a premium for this, but assign value, say, look, we're going to pay you when we start to get the ROI on this investment. Again, it's a stretch, but it's something you can put on the table with your SI to say, look, we're committed to the program. We need to work together creatively as it relates to the financials of the deal and our commitments, whether it's cash flow, OPEX, CAPEX, in order to keep the program moving forward, and then collaborate on what that may be. The fourth is, and the last is, don't compromise on quality or accountability. Just because you may be going back and driving concessions on rates because you might be holding them you may be moving the resource mix around to offshore, nearshore, there's no reason for you to compromise on the quality of those resources. They still need to be the best. They still need to be the best of the best in order to deliver for you. Make sure you have the appropriate commercial and contractual elements to support driving quality, whether it's interviewing resources, whether it's key personnel language that enables you to say who can come and who can go as it relates to those key resources for your program. And also make sure you can drive accountability, right? So making sure that you are holding your SI for delivery, whether it's having appropriate risk-sharing terms, holdbacks or forfeitures, or aligning payments to major milestones like completion of your unit user acceptance testing, and as well as making sure that there is continuity of performance and quality management throughout your implementation. So really, when you pull it all together, these four major elements, if you have the, and you should make the time, if you want to keep your program going, these four elements should help you revisit, reinforce, and restate your relationships with your SI going forward, both for now and future, to your ultimate benefit. I hope you find this helpful. I appreciate you listening. If you want to, please check out my other blogs at upperedge.com. And have a great day. Thanks.